What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
And we are going to keep it local here in Oakland. Our next guest is Erin Donovan, who was a high school teacher at Bishop O'Dowd in the town until she was recently fired for wearing a pin that said, Free Palestine. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Erin, thank you so much for coming on the show. You walk us through what happened.
Yeah. So I'd been wearing like a watermelon pin for the whole year and it hadn't been an issue. And then one of my kids brought home a Free Palestine pin from an action that they had gone to. And so I put it on my lanyard, which I usually just wear around my neck. And the very next day, I got an email from the principal kind of just requesting that I take the pin off. And then from there, it was just a lot of back and forth, me kind of pressing for explanation around how this pin was or was not out of line with both like kind of the school values or charisms, is kind of the language that the school uses. Or even like our handbook, I was like immediately, as soon as I got the email, I was like, okay, let me look at the handbook and see what the rules are on this. And it essentially just like continued to not get any real response to my pushback. And then, you know, this went on from like the end of April all the way till the end of the school year. And ultimately I was brought in for a meeting. And at that point, I mean, I think the intention was that I was to be fired at that meeting, but I ended up speaking with, you know, my department chair and my instructional coach who had not been included in any of this before, who were like kind of totally surprised to hear that I was at risk of being fired. And then, I think, you know, they spoke a little bit on my behalf. And then at the meeting, ultimately I had already, you know, received emails saying that this was insubordination, which I knew from the handbook was like a fireable offense because it's a private school and we don't have a union. And then at that meeting, they still didn't answer my questions. They still couldn't really provide any explanation around how this particular pin was different than Black Lives Matter pins or LGBTQ flags or even support for Ukraine, which are all things, you know, teachers either had clothing or posters in their room, or even just like in our morning prayers had kind of been uplifted. And so they essentially said I was getting a formal write-up and I needed to sign the write-up and agree to not wear the pin in the fall. Cause this is at the very end of the school year. The school year had already finished, for students. And I said that I still wasn't really satisfied with their explanation. And then they kind of looked surprised. I don't think they were prepared for that. And so I was like, okay, so what are the next steps? And they let me know that they would be terminating my contract for the 2024-2025 school year. And that's kind of like the short version. There's a lot of back and forth, but ultimately that's kind of what took place.
I want to go back to the handbook.
Yeah.
And school policies. And I was two part question, right? One is, did you find anything in the handbook that said you were not allowed to express political sentiment? And two, my understanding is that teachers at Bishop O'Dowd have been allowed to wear LGBTQ plus pins, Black Lives Matter pins. Were you given an explanation for why this is any different?
Yeah. So in the handbook, the first thing that I found that I was like, okay, like maybe they would use this language to kind of support their position. There's a section of the handbook called the controversial issues section. And, you know, it outlines a number of bulleted kind of like practices, but everything that they talk about has to do with like instruction, right? It's like, if you have a speaker, you have to make sure that the speaker is like, not like having some sort of like bias. And you need to make sure that in classroom discussion, you're maintaining like a safe space for like a broad spectrum of ideas. So there's all this language around kind of like minimizing the impact of teacher belief being like put onto students, which I think is very important. We want our students to critically think and come to their own decisions. We're not trying to like force feed them our own opinions, right? But that was all about instruction. And so initially when they sent me a follow-up email saying like, hey, and I was like, you must take off the pin. That was kind of the part of the handbook that they cited. But I mean, I'm an English teacher. So of course I'm like dissecting it, like reading through the lines. I'm like, this language all to me appears to be very clearly about instruction, which I'm not doing any sort of instruction on the genocide in Palestine. I'm just wearing this pin. And then they never responded to that. I never got any sort of like response saying like, well, actually your interpretation is wrong or right. But they just kind of dropped it, which to me feels like them realizing that the language kind of couldn't really hold up. And then when I was fired, I was actually fired under like a dress code violation. And I found out from some colleagues, and the dress code violation was the dress code itself was very like broad. It was like something that's inappropriate. So I guess they deemed the pin as inappropriate, but they actually rewrote the dress code. A former colleague of mine sent it to me to explicitly like ban any sort of like controversial sentiments or issues or political issues or anything that kind of like isn't neutral as part of your dress code. So that's the deal with the dress code. And then, you know, I had multiple in-person conversations and in the emails where I was asking like, how is this different? If you can explain to me how this is different, like, then this is a totally different conversation. And when I was in that meeting, after kind of like dodging that question over and over, the principal identified, okay, well, you know, Black Lives Matter is something that we have a clear kind of like message from the bishop that this is something that the bishop stands for. And so we're in line with the bishop's ideas of like how the Catholic Church should be. And I immediately was like, well, the Pope has actually spoken out.
Thank you. Listen, I was just about to go to the Catholic Church rejects it.
So I was like, 100%. The Pope. And I mean, you know, the Pope has come out with even stronger language now than he had at that point, but he had already identified like this is a problem. And I think like use the language of ceasefire or calling for a ceasefire. So that's what Doug said was like, well, he didn't say free Palestine. The Pope said that there should be a ceasefire. So I said, oh, well, you know, I'd be happy to trade out my free Palestine pin for a ceasefire now pin. Like, would that be appropriate? And then, you know, immediately got super flustered and said, I don't want to parse out, you know, specific language. And I was like, well, that's kind of what you're doing right now with the free Palestine pin, right? So, they really, as soon as I pushed back on that and said, well, you know, it seems in line with the Pope's perspective, which as far as I know, the Pope is like a higher rank than a bishop. At that point, the conversation immediately like was kind of like sidetracked and he went right back to the insubordination. And I've made it so clear that we're supposed to be neutral here. And with now any real explanation for like how we aren't neutral as a school that says they stand for social justice, we can't be neutral in the face of huge issues of justice and violence against folks. So yeah, there wasn't really any explanation except for that, like, we can do this because you're an at-will employee and we say it's insubordination. And that's kind of like where it landed. You know, they did identify like in my termination letter, like some language around like my positionality as a teacher and how it can be harmful to students and how students had felt unsafe. But it seemed primarily about one particular family who was pretty vocal about voicing their upset about me wearing this pin.
Nothing. I wonder how much they give to O'Dowd. That's my words, not yours.
The money funds the mission, as they say.
Listen, I got thrown out of public school and went to Catholic school. I know how that game go. Aaron Donovan, I got to end for this morning. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you. Thank you for standing in your truth and your values.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Erin Donovan was a high school teacher at Bishop O'Dowd in Oakland until she was recently fired for wearing a pin that said Free Palestine.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.